Welcome to the National Awakening Conference call. My name is Marlon Sharp. I'm the National Field Director for STANS, and here is your host, Bishop E.W. Jackson.
Thank you, Pastor Marlon. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. And, you know, it's interesting, folks. We gauge topics based upon how many people are on waiting, and we've got a lot of people on the call already as the call starts because this is a vital topic, and it's become even more vital given the fact that Kamala Harris is now going to be the Democrat nominee. So our guest, I'm sure, is going to have a lot to say about this issue. And then, of course, we'll open it up for your questions and comments for him to respond to. But let's have a word of prayer first. Father, as always, we are so grateful. First of all, grateful to know you, grateful to be your people, grateful that we have come out of darkness into your marvelous light through the tremendous sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for our sins. Thank you, Lord God, that we're not following a religion, that we're in a relationship, and that that relationship is the basis of our understanding of life. That relationship is the basis of all wisdom and all insight into what is going on in our country. And Lord God, that relationship is why we love America so much, because we know that the original settlers and founders of our country understood the importance, the vital necessity of God's blessing upon what we do. And so they founded this nation on eternal truths rather than the whims and the fancies and the passing fads of human beings. Lord God, our country is under vicious assault right now. There are people who really want to separate us from our godly heritage. They really want to remove the ancient landmarks which our fathers have set, and Lord, we're committed to stopping them, to destroying the works of the devil, because that's what that is, a work of the devil. Help us to do that. Bless these leaders on the call, Lord God, in all that they seek to and put their hands to do. Lord God, just cause it to prosper for the good of themselves, their families, and this nation. Thank you for our guest speaker today. And Lord God, for using him in such a tremendous way to touch the hearts of so many. And Lord, we just pray that you'll use him today to illuminate our hearts and minds and to encourage and strengthen us in what we know is an attempt to divide this country and therefore destroy it as what we know it to be, the constitutional republic, blessed by Almighty God, to turn it into basically a place of tribal and racial warfare and division and hatred and suspicion. And Lord God, what we need to be is one nation under God. That's what we're working for. That's what we're striving to be. And we believe you to help us to preserve that and to enhance that. And we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, listen, thanks everybody again for taking time out of your busy schedules to be with us. And I am so thrilled to have our guest speaker, Scott Lovett. He's the founder and CEO of Fervent Fire Ministries, which is a nationally known ministry, and I've been out there to speak for them. They got a wonderful ministry. He's been out our way because they're working with the Foundation for American Christian Education. So he's got a lot of irons in the fire, and God's been using him tremendously. Well, he's just written a new book. I've got that book right in front of me, and I hope that all of you will get a copy of it, Jesus in Your Skin. So, Scott, welcome to the National Awakening Coalition conference call. Thanks for joining us, my friend. There's a whole lot more I can say about you, but I don't want to take up time from your presentation. The floor is yours.
Amen. Well, I'm so excited to be on this call with you today. I'm excited about the tool that God has allowed me to release called Jesus in Your Skin, and that's what it is. It's a tool. It's a tool to wake people up to what the enemy's been doing from the beginning of time, and the separation and the ideals of pagan national religions and pagan cultures and pagan beliefs under demonic influence that has been clear from the beginning. We have so many things going on in our country right now, and government has jumped on the bandwagon of trying to be God himself. We have tried to remove God from everything, and that is a result of all the pain that people are going through. Because Satan segments, Satan divides, and Satan wants individuals to return even back to demonic ways and demonic thoughts and demonic beliefs in life. Recently, you know, during the COVID and everything, everybody began to glorify science. And a lot of the things that are going on, people can't even see, and men and women of God can't see. We've got people in church that have wrong beliefs, that are based on wrong ideals and even wrong influence about their existence. And so the Jesus in Your Skin book, it takes us through a journey through the Bible to reestablish that God is not a racist, has never been a racist, and is not in cooperation with racism in any way. Of course, we know that the current party members that's being set up, like with Kamala, that they're trying to appeal to, again, the outward. And the outward is what science has been trying to do all the way back to eugenics. Eugenics is where science tried to identify moral character and character of human beings based on outward biology. And the more these people think they're going to fix inward pain with outward biology, it's just going to cause more and more pain. We're lying to people. We're lying to them, saying that science is the fix to their inward pain, because man is not just outward. We are a spirit in a body. We have a soul, which is a mind, a will, an emotion that's supposed to be taught and trained to live for God. So the current government and scientific leaders are suffering from a condition called pride, making themselves little gods. I'm telling you right now, we have people sitting in our pew that are so filled with humanistic ideas that they think that they can make whatever decisions they want and it not affect their lives. You and I know that the different outcomes, or what we call consequences, are results of sinful choices. But God desires good. He desires good to every person, every man of every tribe, race, tongue, background. And be sure that in every nation, there are people desiring righteousness. There are people going after God, seeking the right way of living. And that righteousness, it goes in every spheres of every area or every sphere of life. It's not limited just to a spiritual relationship with God. And we've done that in so many ways, even by just causing people to say a prayer in Christianity without them understanding the relationship, the change, to bear forth the likeness and the image of Christ is what this is about, you know. And see, we go clear back to the beginning and the foundings. We can go back to the basics of Cain and Abel and the differences that were between those two individuals. It wasn't a racial difference. They had different bodies, different appearances. But the heart was very different. The heart of Abel and Cain. Of course, we know that Cain slew Abel. And Cain, everybody thinks God was mean to Cain and pushed him out. No, he went out from the presence of the Lord, and he built cities and began to build industry and did it with a demonic nature that murders people. So if you wanted to be in the lineage of Cain, whether you're of the race of Cain or not, all you have to do is turn and be filled with murder, hate your brother, and begin to make industry and materialism the source. Of course, we know that God raised up Seth. Seth was a replacement for Abel, and the Bible refers that he came to the lineage of the sons of God. When we talk about becoming a son of God or a child of God, I like to say son is the flesh that God flows through. We are the sons and the daughters of God, and we're a different people. It has nothing to do with outward skin, outward biology, and race. It starts on the inside, relationship where we manifest the fruit of the Spirit, and God does a work inwardly. So Jesus in Your Skin, it takes you through the beginnings and understanding the various understandings all the way back. Science has recently revealed that as in their DNA studies, that it went back to three individuals that propagated human race. And that takes us all the way back to Noah, Ham, Shem, and Japheth. And whenever I've traveled a lot and done extensive work with various ministries. I used to travel with Carlton Pearson for a long time. He was a man of God that ended up being confused and passed away recently. But I remember him preaching a sermon and took these three Noah's sons and based it again just on skin color. He based it, and their names do have an association of skin color. But what we leave out is the character. We leave out the character of each name. Ham, underneath his name, it means to loose the passions. It means to loose the lust. Ham loosed his passion so much that he even lusted over his own father. We've got Japheth, another son. He was open-minded, trying to accept everything. All of a sudden, we have all of these churches. We're open. We're open. We're open. Well, I'm sorry, my mind is not open to everything. I am seeking to have the mind of Christ. Christ, the anointing, the Spirit of God flowing through Scott Lovett, flowing in my life. And so my mind cannot be open to every way and every demonic, paganistic belief that's in the world. And they have new gods that come up daily with new names, okay? And so when we begin to talk about this, the third son, Shem, his name references the son of the name. Then the name in the Old Testament references the character, the nature, the righteousness of God. There are people alive right now, and the church has got to stand up. We've got to unify in the Holy Spirit, and we've got to follow God. And then we've got to understand how many people are confused about Christianity. They're all removing God so that they can play little gods and in demonic one-world order. The World Economic Forum has come together, and they got their way into our law system and buying people off. We have George Soros and all of these other individuals full of wickedness that are buying off our leadership. And the love of money, not money itself, but the love of money is the root of all evil. Are we willing to destroy morality and place these paganistic ideas and various skin tones and all of this stuff above what a man does? Above what a woman does, above what God wants us to do. We can't. So to know someone by outward biology is to only know them skin deep. And this is where church is failing too. A lot of people, they're in mega churches, they're in all of these church members, they're there because they're into celebrityism instead of relationship. Our relationship with God must come first. The Bible says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength. And then to love your neighbor as yourself. It's impossible to do the second without doing the first. And so today, when we come together on this phone call, I want us to understand that a lot of the things that people are taught are completely against the Word of God. But they've even said that Christianity is a Western religion. That is one of the craziest things I have heard, because it originated in the East. It originated with Abram. It originated in the Judeo-Christian heritage that God fulfilled every promise of the Old Testament. So while we're talking about this, they're going to say that we are all in a cult. They're going to say that we're all part of a non-accepting system. But what you've got to understand, they're all looking for culture. And the root word of culture is cult. And all of us are going to have beliefs. The LGBTQ stuff is a religious belief. By the way, it goes back to evolution. A belief, these are beliefs. People are all worried about God being taught in school and all of these things, but they don't understand all sorts of religions are being taught all around us, because Satan, he takes the principles of God and he twists them. Ethos is character, beliefs, practices, morals taught to an individual by a group. That forms a nation. Ethnicity is the root of that nation. Culture is all the ways of life instilled into a population. So beliefs, manners, dress, religion, rituals, all those things. But God is calling us to walk differently. I don't want to be a man that runs after the sin nature. I want to be a man of God. I want to be filled with God. And all these lies that are trapping people, because the Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you believe that you were stuck in a small group based on skin color and you can never get out, then you constantly feel oppressed. You constantly feel like people do not care about you and that you're in a class system. That's not the God we serve. He came and broke all those systems. You can see a lot of it in the Word of God, but he met people right where they were, and he delivered them. No matter race, color, skin, background, every tribe, tongue, and nationality will be in heaven. So Jesus in your skin takes you on a journey all the way through this to be able to identify what's happening to us, from science to national thought to religion to all sorts of issues in our day that we're facing. But by the time you're done with the book, you end up seeing that you need a relationship with Jesus Christ, and we've got to have Jesus in our skin. So that's just a summary in just a few minutes that I have, Bishop Jackson.
Well, look, that
it says a lot, but I would encourage people to read the entire book. As you know, Scott, this is something that I talk about a lot because the problem is not skin color. The problem is the human condition and people, the spirit of division that is the devil dividing people. And he'll find any way he can to divide us, whether it's skin color or it's demography or it's tribe or whatever it is. And so this is something that is critical because, Scott, let me begin. By the way, press *6, folks, to get in queue to ask a question. *6 to get in queue to ask a question. So let me begin here. There are a lot of people out there right now who are going to be told, and these are people from all backgrounds, you know, we've never had a black woman president. This is an opportunity to make history by electing the first black woman president of the United States. And there will be a lot of Christians in churches who will be told, you can't miss this historic opportunity. You've got to go out and vote for Kamala Harris. Speak to that issue.
Well, the problem is that we are assuming that Kamala Harris's motives are right based on skin color. And I think that comes back through when people went through tragedy together or have an ideal that we're going through this together. But when the principles are not godly that she's endorsing, it's only going to cause more pain. You and I both know that Planned Parenthood has sought to destroy people of the African-American race and white trash across our nation for years, all the way back to the Nazis. But skin color cannot base that on that. You've got to look at the heart and the actions and what lines up with the word of God. And we've got to stand. You either love God or you just love the identity crisis that's being there or looking at them in that way, you know? So it's very important.
That's idolatry. I mean, because basically what you're saying is something else is more important to me than the word of God and what God says. I mean,
that's right.
The bottom line. So that means that's your idol. Look, we've got some people on the line who wanted to talk to you. So let's, folks, press *6 to get in queue to ask Pastor Scott Lovett a question. Let's take the first one.
Good afternoon, Bishop Jackson, and thank you again for such a great and wonderful guest with us today. This is Pastor Melvin Johnson from Texas. And I would like to ask the pastor if he has dealt with, studied, or looked at what is being called this black liberation theology. And if you have, could you expound on that a little bit to share with us what you think about it?
Yeah, well, a lot of black liberation theology, you know, that's coming across in so many different ways, you know. Of course, liberation means to be set free from bondage, but the freedom comes from Christ. You and I know that. You know, I've been facing a lot here in our town with the black Hebrew Israelites that have went back and said that they're true Israel. And what that is we're trying to be the people that God chose. We're trying to go back with that, right? With our people. And it's kind of like we want to represent Christ to our people. It's a hunger for that, you know. And they're willing to do that at all costs. But we cannot exclude all the people that Christ came and died for. And so when we get into that, they're being taught all sorts of things, you know, that Jesus was bronze in Revelation. Well, by then he's a flame of fire, and his body was marred more than any other man's. And so these truths, it's coming from a hurt, coming from a place of hurt and vindictiveness that wants to make them think that they're more righteous in their cause. But no sinful man is going to rule any better, and no sinful man is going to lead us to liberation. It's going to be Jesus Christ, and God is a spirit, and he lives within us. And so I know that I could go on more, but that's just a small my pointing back to Jesus Christ in this. And what they're doing, it can also be vindictiveness. And that's a problem because a lot of the people that join or are part of the Democrat Party, they're all people with a vindictiveness to get people back that hurt them. But don't they realize they hurt themselves by their own choices? And this is the thing. We hurt us, and people hurt us. And the only answer to that is Jesus in people's skin, because that's the only thing that causes man to line up with God's will. So hopefully that answered a small version of that.
Amen. Dr. Melvin Johnson is the Texas president for STAND. He's also somebody who's written extensively on these issues too, Scott. I mean, he on this whole issue of making race one's identity as opposed to having God at the center of one's life and seeing physical characteristics as just that, nothing but physical characteristics. God, he made us variegated. We're all a little bit different. You know, I hear this phrase, well, I want somebody who looks like me. And I say, well, there is nobody who looks like you unless you got a twin brother, you know? I mean, because we all look different. But the idea is if somebody shares a similar complexion, somehow that makes them some kind of example or icon for me, when it could be exactly the opposite. Because do they share my character? Do they share my principles? Do they share my values? Do they share my faith? And if none of that is true, but I'm not supposed to be moved because of the fact that they have darker skin. I mean, it's so far away from the biblical standard that it's hard to imagine it. And yet, sadly, a lot of Christians have bought into it thinking that they're doing something good. So,
absolutely.
Sad. Let's take another question.
Hi, Pastor Levitt and Bishop Jackson. This is Jose calling from the deplorable state of California and California.
Jose, thank you. Thank you for giving us the Democrat nominee, by the way. Kamala Harris is from the state of California.
Indeed, sir, indeed. My question for Pastor Levitt is this. Besides skin color, can you talk a bit about like epigenetics, the fact that the Bible talks about not just as a skin color, but it goes deeper to curses that pass on from generation to generation. And nobody sort of understood that until science came along and has validated the Bible through that epigenetics, the fact that some characteristics pass on. And then one quick comment, Bishop Jackson. Can I mention a website for accepting out of Biden's Title IX transgender that would protect parents and children?
Absolutely.
Okay. This is momsforliberty.org, MOMSFORLiberty.org. They won a phenomenal lawsuit. A federal judge said you can't hide these things from the parents and allow children and groom children for transgenderism and sexual dysphoria in certain states. But if you join momsforliberty.org before this Friday, you are automatically, and you've got children in school, public schools, you are automatically accepted out that they cannot teach your child or cannot hide this from the parents.
Praise God.
The parents are members.
Praise God. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Yep. Thank you, Jose. All right. Great, Scott.
On this idea, you know, a lot of people also call that generational curses, you know.
Right.
Things
right.
coming down through the generations. And the thing is this, all men are born in weakness, and it will come down to genetics. It does, because we are born in weakness, so we seek God, so we seek Christ. So we find our existence desiring the blood of Jesus over the blood. I have a dad. My dad, he was an alcoholic before he got delivered. It ran through our family, predisposed to one drink, and they're alcoholics, right? Well, the thing about Christ, no matter what weakness came down in my genes, I have to replace that with Christ. In other words, instead of drinking alcohol like my father's dad did and all of them, I began to drink of the Holy Ghost. And this is where people, they don't see that everything in the Bible is the true, authentic thing that we go to for healing, for God to move over us. And I always say this, if God doesn't deliver you from it, you've got to rule over it. And we rule over that by obeying the word of God, by launching faith, hope, and love, constantly believing. But this is the need for God. This gives us a need for God. And we all have had paganism. We have all had ancestors that were far from God. We've all been pulled away from God, and different nations are pulled away from God. Why did God put them in that condition? Well, it says that God set boundaries so that men would seek after him to find him. In him we live and move and have our being. And so, yes, they're going to find out that there's discrepancy. The sin nature comes down from the Father. That discrepancy comes that way. But I have a heavenly Father, and I thank God for Jesus Christ that restores me back to the Spirit of the living God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And these generational curses are not ultimately ethnic. One group may have a predominant situation with one thing or another, like sickle cell anemia is more prominent in people of African ancestry, but there are other diseases that are more prominent in different groups. But it all comes, like you said, from the same source. It comes from sin. It comes from original sin that's cursed us all. But we as Christians don't accept generational curses. See, and let me just say to this guy, this is why my identity is in Christ Jesus, not in being black. Because if I take my identity in anything else, then basically I'm accepting all the generational curses that might come with that through my family, through whatever. But no, I reject all of that, and my identity is in Christ, and my Father is my heavenly Father ultimately, and I accept the blessing through that rather than the curses through any other means Satan might use to give them to me.
Amen. So, amen. Me too.
So, brother, we could preach this. Let's take another call.
Praise the Lord, Bishop Jackson. This is your brother and friend, Dr. Johnny Hunter, giving you a ring in here.
Pastor Hunter, praise God.
God blesses you. I really, really appreciate your guest today, and I really appreciate what you said. And you know, the Bible teaches us that Jesus said you got to be wise as a serpent, harmless as dove. And when I say be wise, that means be bold enough to come out and tell people the truth. Even if they put in Kamala, you've seen what is called a palace coup. That's from the inside. Somebody decided they did not want Biden running, so they took him, taking him down themselves. Now, these people are dangerous, and you saw what they tried with Trump, so you know you're dealing with a dangerous tribe. Knowing this, Kamala is probably going to try to either pick for her VP somebody like Roy Cooper. She's been down here in Fayetteville, North Carolina, right here in my hometown. And also, she's looking at Kentucky. The reason that those two places, because that's where they are Republican states that has a Democrat governor. And they need to be looked on more closely because, quite frankly, here, when Cooper ran and won, he was the only leading Democrat that won. The lieutenant governor of North Carolina is a Republican. Now, people don't see folks like that. So there's something skinny went on there. Also, you have to remember in Kentucky when that guy won, when the votes was being counted, for some reason, his opponent, every time his score went up, his opponent's scores went down. Now, we have to keep in mind also that Kamala did not call herself a black until she ran for office. And before then, she said she was Asian. She is not from a descendant of a slave, from an African slave. Her mother is an Indian, like Eastern Indian, and her dad is a Jamaican. Now, the people have to understand, especially you have to confront my brothers and sisters of color about this. Pride is the last thing we need right now. Voting for this sister just costs her skin color. The worst thing we do, it goes against King's teaching, goes against Jesus' teaching, but most of all, it goes against God's teaching. Hey, people will call by my name, will humble themselves, and that humble is key, because once you vote for somebody of sheer pride, you are no longer humble, and the rest of that verse don't count. So, brothers, we won't be blessed. We're going to have to expose this sister for what she is.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Johnny Hunter. Okay, go ahead, Scott. You tackle that one.
Well, you're absolutely right, man of God. This is what it's going to take. But you know what? I also would love to see all of the all parties, all people, come back under God. How can we trust anyone that doesn't yield theirself to prayer, yield theirself to God? And you know, absolutely, it's manifesting in this darkness, and they're caught in these systems. And Kamala, I feel bad. I've been praying for her. Here at Real Church, one Sunday morning, the Holy Spirit hit me, and we started praying for Biden and for his son. You know why? Because what kind of father that doesn't know God is going to allow his son not to know God and live this condition? This is the problem that we have. Why is the Democrat Party, why have they moved away from God to the point to let people live in their pain? They have no faith for their deliverance. Let's just accept them in this pain. And it's not just there. It's over on the other side, too. People just want to make these laws like they can decree a law and leave people in their pain. Without God, all of them are in pain. And money will never solve it. And we know that wickedness is behind the scenes. And God's going to expose that wickedness. He's going to cause it to fail. And if we keep doing what we're doing with the government is going to come to an end, and everybody will see God bring it down. You cannot worship an entity besides God. And God is in control of these things, and he's going to judge what's going on. And as believers, we need to pray that God exposes all of this.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look, we are out of time. First of all, Scott, how can people get the book? How can they get in touch with you, support the ministry that God is really just blessing the entire nation with? How can people connect?
Well, they can go to ferventfire.com. That's F-E-R, V as in Victor, E-N-T, FIRE.com. You can find the book there. It's in audio form. It's in digital form, and you can also purchase it in physical form. Other places, Amazon, it's out there. It's on Audible. They can stream from there. And really, I want this to be a tool to lead men and women of every race, tribe, background. I want people to be woke up, and not the wokeness they're going with, but become awake to what's been done to them so that they can return to God. But primarily the ministry, ferventfire.com. You can find us online by putting in Scott or Christine Lovett. But we're just trying to do the will of God in our day, and that's what I'm out to do.
And, brother, you and your wife and your ministry are doing it. God bless you. Keep up the good work. Folks, great book. Great book, because it encapsulates everything I've been saying also for years about this whole thing, this obsession with race and using it to keep people in bondage and to control and manipulate people on all sides. You got to do this or you're a racist. You got to do this because they're racist. And on it goes. Jesus in Your Skin by Scott C. Levitt. Scott, thanks so much for joining us. God bless you, brother.
Bye-bye, Bishop Jackson.
Okay, bye-bye. Folks, let me just take a moment here to mention we have a project on our political side, the Stand America PAC. That's a super PAC called Save America, Elect Donald Trump. We've been focusing on Christians and black voters. We are now turning our attention for the last 106 days of the campaign strictly to black voters, and focusing particularly on black churchgoers, black Christians, presumably churchgoers. To say you simply cannot vote for Kamala Harris because she happens to be a quote-unquote black woman. And we could get into a whole debate about that, but you can't. You've got to vote Christian principle and ideals. Kamala Harris has made clear she is a pagan. There's never been anything that she said or done to indicate in the least that she has any association with Christianity or with the church, or with God, or with Christ, or with any of it. I mean, not even a hint of it. At least Biden sometimes makes the sign of a cross where he may make it over an abortion clinic, which is an abomination and blasphemy. But at least you say, well, there's some sort of acknowledgement there, even though it's completely wrongheaded and wicked and twisted. Kamala Harris has made none. And what does Donald Trump do? Donald Trump makes Jerusalem, acknowledges Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Donald Trump says to the Christian church, the Johnson Amendment will no longer be applied to try to hurt you when you speak from the pulpit, whatever's on your mind or on your heart, including endorsing a particular person for office, which you have a perfect right to do under the First Amendment. That we will not allow Christians to be persecuted and have their rights removed because of their religious beliefs. He said when Biden said Easter was Transgender Visibility Day, Trump says, well, we're going to make Election Day Christian Visibility Day. Donald Trump said, I'm only alive by the grace of God. Only God spared my life. Only God stopped me from dying that day. And you know, the prophetic word said that Donald Trump was going to be shot in the ear, and that it would, out of that would come a tremendous spiritual revival and awakening for Donald Trump. And I really believe that God is doing that. In other words, Donald Trump's not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but Donald Trump is an advocate and a friend and an ally of the Christian community. Can anybody say that about Kamala Harris? No. Joe Biden? No. The Democrat Party? No. Go to standamericapac.us. That's standamericapac.us. You can give there. Listen to the, watch the video if you haven't watched it. We're going to be putting more stuff up on in the next couple of weeks. Do what you can to help us get the word out that the Democrat Party is really nothing but the party of modern slavery. They want to enslave people. They want to ideologically capture people and put people in bondage to their bizarre, anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-family, anti-American, anti-freedom agenda. Because that's what it is, folks. Not to mention it's also anti-prosperity. So we cannot, we as Christians simply cannot vote for Kamala Harris on the basis of skin color. And I trust that we will be able to persuade enough black folks, Americans of African ancestry, of that truth, of that principle, that they will be the death knell for the political career of Kamala Harris, that not, she simply will not get a high enough percentage of the black vote. Now, you know, likelihood is she'll get 80%, 85% if we do our job. But if she gets 95% of the black vote, which is what they're going to try to do, that could make the difference in some of these urban states, these blue states like Pennsylvania, where Donald Trump's only leading by two, like Michigan, where he seems to have a shot, like Virginia, where you got 20% black voters. It could make all the difference in the world. Georgia, even, where which was once reliably Republican, but it's not now. And it's primarily because of the black vote. So help us. We've got 106 days to the election. We want to pull out all the stops in the next 3.5 months to make sure that Donald Trump becomes the 47th president of the United States. The fate of our country rests on it. Remember, Kamala Harris was considered to be the only United States senator who was left of Bernie Sanders. The only United States senator left. That means the woman, for all practical purposes, is a socialist, and worse, more liberal than Bernie Sanders. To have her as president of the United States would be an unmitigated disaster of cataclysmic proportions, because not only is the woman just ideologically evil, wicked, but I think she is a complete incompetent. So help us. Help the country. Help Donald Trump. Go to standamericapac.us. That's standamericapac.us. And do what you can for us. Remember, it's a super PAC. No limit to your giving. You can also sign up to give there monthly for the next 2 or 3 months just to get us through to the election. And we'll keep you posted on how we are faring in getting the word out. We need a lot more resources than we have right now in order to do a good job. We're going to do social media, radio, but we'd like to do some television this year. Haven't done that in the past, but we'd like to do it this year, and I think the situation is right to do it. Let me just say one other thing, and then we'll end this call a little bit early. The last time we did this, I think 2020, when the election was stolen from Donald Trump, I went down to Georgia sort of to monitor what was happening with our radio stations, and, you know, listening to the spots and whatnot. Folks, we were the only group advertising on gospel stations, reaching black voters, Christian voters, and telling them to vote for Donald Trump. But we were inundated, overwhelmed by spots from Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, Oprah Winfrey, you know, you name it, everybody and their mama and their daddy was doing ads in the for the black community to tell them to vote for against Donald Trump and vote for Joe Biden. And I thought, man, I mean, but we've got to be in there pitching. The people hearing those ads were also hearing ours. And if it weren't for our ads that were being heard, nobody else would have been heard on those stations. And remember, he only lost Georgia by 11,777 votes, if I remember the number correctly. Out of 5 million votes cast. Now, folks, that's where what we do is absolutely essential. And it had getting the Republican establishment and others to catch on and realize the need to put some resources behind us and what we're trying to do has been like pulling teeth. I mean, they're just stupid about it. But we're going to keep pressing and keep asking. And we're asking you now, help us. But look, we're going to win this thing in the name of Jesus. I'm declaring it. The word of God says, I believe it's in Job 22, you shall declare a thing, and it shall be established for you. So shall light shine on your way. And I'm believing, God, that light is shining on our way, and we're declaring victory in this situation, taking nothing for granted. We're going to fight all the way through the finish line. So taking nothing for granted, but I believe that God is going to give us the victory. We just have to do our part because faith without works is dead. So God bless everybody. Stand up, step up, speak up, refuse to back up. Because we cannot be defeated if we will not quit. Because we are on God's side.